Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All of a sudden, Chris is happier than a pig in poop. You should just see his face. You'd be able to see his face if we were on video, but we're not.
Love me some Iron Maiden.
At some point, we will be. But not now. At some point. Anyway, probably good for you guys. So we opened up the show, obviously, in a weird way, right? I'm just, again, continuously amazed at, A, people that read headlines and make strong accusations without even, like, thinking about anything or listening. Or maybe it was just a point of comparison. It was not. It was not in any way, shape, or form a main crux of the show. But the name of the team is the most divisive issue, period, in Washington, D.C. sports and in the annals of the team's history, both good and bad, right? Now that we don't have Dan Snyder to kick around, people need something to bitch and kvetch about. It was just a point of comparison made to say, hey, good job, Josh Harris, for putting in a lot of your own money, your ownership group, a lot of your own money to get this done, which is important because you chose not to for whatever reason you have, and I get them. I completely understand why. You chose not to change a name that most of your customers don't like. They don't have any real good reasons. They don't have any stake in it. They don't have to pay any of the changeover.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money to change a name.
Of course it does.
You got to have focus groups and, you know, designs and go through different artists designing with different designs and logos and all that stuff.
And just the number one thing is you can't guarantee that everybody's going to like it or that,
no,
or that a lot of people are going to like it. And I mean, I guess the only way you can kind of go about that is if you have a true 100% authentic fan vote. And then you say, well, listen, this is what the fans chose.
Now those all get, because those are generally done on the internet.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
with all the bots and yeah, stuff like that,
oh, sure,
you can't even really do that
sure
anymore either.
Sure.
So
anyway, like the long and the short of it is, guys, trust me, if you weren't with us yesterday, we were saluting Josh Harris for committing so much of his own money and his group's money towards the construction of a new stadium at RFK, which is really, really important to the sentimentality of this fan base. And I said, and I pointed out, hey, man, he chose not to change the name from Commanders to whatever because he thought it was too risky, too expensive, too much of a hassle. And he also thought, by the way, Commanders is fine. Which is what I said. So that was the only reason why the name came up yesterday.
I mean, I would argue he was busy, too. The guy had to replace a GM, a head coach. They had a number two overall draft.
But people said, and I've heard it on this station, oh, you can walk and chew gum at the same time. Yeah, you can do two things at one time.
He's also running the Sixers and the Devils.
Right. They don't want to hear about that. But just from a Commander's perspective, oh, by the way, he clearly said from day one, and he's not wrong, finding a new stadium was, again, the number one off-field business priority. Changing around the fortunes of the football franchise, which is how you make money, how you do this, was clearly the number one thing, and hiring the right people and hiring Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and drafting Jaden Daniels and changing around the culture of the franchise, truly changing around. That was number one on football operations side. Number one on business operations side was to find a new stadium. It is complicated. It is very, 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 very complicated and will remain complicated. The point of the matter is all of you guys getting upset at me for bringing up the name game again? Again, it was just a point of comparison. It was, hey, man, I salute you, Josh Harris, for doing the right thing, for putting all the money in, supposedly, reportedly, to the new RFK Stadium project, which I didn't think he was going to do. I thought it would be much less. We'll see how it ultimately turns out. He chose, going back to RFK, he chose that as a top priority, not the name game, not the name that many of you can't stand. And I applaud him for that. That's how it came up. So just so everybody knows, there was no... I see all these people, and maybe I'm guilty of overreacting. I see all these people mad at me and kind of going, you're a loser, you're this, you're that. The only guy that got it was my guy Spencer. He said, people need to stop tying this to you personally. You moderate the issue from an objective sports journalistic perspective. You have no dog in the fight. I think folks get confused because we have homers in your space. And he names, you know, a bunch of my colleagues. But you're not them. No, I'm not a homer. I never will be. I tell you the truth exactly as I see it, whether I'm right or wrong. And for somebody to say I'm a loser because I brought up a point of comparison, I don't know, man. That just shows me not only the trouble that we're in as a society, but it also just shows me what, honestly, the small part of this fan base that I'll never see eye to eye with, and that's just the nicest way to say it. That's just the nicest way I can say it.
I feel that.
and that's it, you know? So I still don't get why the name is so bad. I still don't get why people are so mad.
I don't get,
as usual, they have no solution.
I'm glad they didn't change the colors. Like, that's the thing, though. I don't love the name, but I'm glad they kept the colors.
Fine.
So
you don't have to love the name. It's the people that hate the name or the people that loathe the name that I don't understand. It's not that I'm saying you don't have a right to feel however you want.
There are other team names I also hate around the NFL. Just think they're bad. Like the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah,
what does a Titan have to do with Tennessee?
Just, there's so many names, like the Packers.
That at least has a history to the area. Like,
and that's why Redskins was worth fighting for, even though it is a legally defined or dictionary defined slur. My point being is, it was a football team's name. It was designed at a very, very, very different era. And again, I understand Chiefs and all. I don't want to relitigate the name debate. My point being is Commanders, okay? Redskins gone, never coming back. Commanders is what I still don't understand. I still have not been able to comprehend why people loathe that name. I don't understand it. And I don't understand why people get so mad if I just make a comparative point. I thought it was a pretty smart point. Josh Harris had two big decisions. Change the name, Go back and find a new stadium home. He chose to do nothing about one, which was the right call, and he's doing everything about the other. And he's doing the right thing, at least as far as I can tell, about the other. Kudos to Josh Harris. I was trying to compliment the owner, but people somehow think I'm a loser, which tells me a lot about you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. Time for a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, the Nationals lost 3 out of 4 in Pittsburgh. Not good after losing 2 out of 3 in Miami last weekend. Tonight, they will head to Colorado and try and take on and win a series against the 3-15 Colorado Rockies. Yuck. 8:40, the first pitch, 106.7, the Fan from Coors Field. Nationals 7-12. They'll throw Mackenzie Gore against Chase Dolander of the Rockies, who has a 5.06 ERA. Gore with a 3.52 ERA, despite a 1-2 record. Meanwhile, the Capitals getting set for the Montreal Canadiens. The Stanley Cup playoffs will begin over the weekend, but the Capitals-Canadiens series doesn't begin until Monday night. The NHL setting and announcing an attendance record, surpassing 23 million fans for the first time in its history, over 1,300-plus regular season games. That, according to the league, represents 96.9% of capacity, so that is certainly good for business. And how about this? Back to baseball for a sec. Former National Patrick Corbin missed a start for the Texas Rangers. Actually, made the start. He almost didn't make the start because he was bit on the foot by an insect 2 days before. And he had venom in his body, so the story says, from ESPN.
Like a fire ant?
I guess. And he almost couldn't walk to his start and to the mound. And yet, he won a game on Wednesday. How about that? On the Team 980, that's what's trending.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.